Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Save big money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. The Burt Show.
I love that you guys, time and time again, take the pressure off of us by proving to us that your humor palette is not really sophisticated. You guys have requested over and over and over again corny joke-offs. Today is no different. It is Halloween.
Me so corny. So corny. Me so corny. So corny. Me so corny.
This is not the best of the Burt Show right here. That is for sure. But you guys love it. Every time we do it, you make requests for it. The corny joke-off. Kristen, what are the rules of engagement?
All right. Today's corny joke-off battle will be between Abby and Pesto. Our producer Jackson is dressed up like the giant baby penguin Pesto today in honor of Halloween. So we will alternate who goes each round. You will each throw out your best corny Halloween joke. We in here decide who the point goes to, and at the end, whoever wins gets that position at that mic right over there. No, I'm just kidding. I knew it. I knew this was a setup.
It took us a while to finally, like, execute that prank, but it's happening.
All right, so Jackson can go first. Oh, Pesto first.
Okay, Pesto first.
Baby penguins over ladies.
I'm not going to lie. So Mikey and I actually wrote all of these jokes.
Oh, wow.
Ourselves.
These are originals?
These are originals, and I feel like I might have missed the memo on the corny aspect of it, but these are definitely jokes.
It's literally called the corny joke off.
I thought it was that. Okay.
That's, yep.
Let's get started.
Yep. Okay. All right.
This has a high probability of very, very bad.
I am here.
Okay. What is the best part about dating a vampire?
I don't know what.
No tampons.
Oh. Wow. I think you misheard the corny part. Wow.
Oh, what? That's wow. How we started.
Yeah, that's how we started right there.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. Abby, your response.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the Halloween party?
I don't know why.
Because he had no body to go with.
No body. Looking for right there. Yeah. I mean, Abby obviously gets the win.
Okay.
Abby goes.
I mean, there are three words in the bit. Corny joke off. How do you miss the corny part
of
it?
You know, we got a little carried away when we were
doing
these.
I tried to warn you last night when we were coordinating on this bit.
Abby, you go first this round.
How do vampires get around on Halloween?
How do vampires get around on Halloween? Clearly not on Tampa.
Oh.
On blood vessels.
That's corny.
This one should be an easy one to beat, Jackson.
All right, Jackson.
Okay. What's the difference between DJ Khaled and a zombie?
I don't know what.
A zombie doesn't stop eating at the waist.
What? In the world?
Is that too much?
Nope.
What are we here?
You know what?
What?
I don't know if we should do another one.
Who gets the point on that one?
Abby.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Jackson, your corny joke for the corny joke battle, please, sir.
What did Abby get for Halloween?
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Who's asking? I'm not asking.
I don't know.
Ghosted.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Halloween roast.
Okay. Abby, your response.
What do you call a vampire's favorite dessert?
Ice cream.
I think Jackson gets a point.
That's so mean. All right.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Abby, you start this round, please.
What do you get when you cross a snowman and a vampire?
I don't know what.
Frostbite.
That's cute.
Yeah, real cute.
Jackson.
Oh, boy. These only get worse from here. Oh, what's the difference between Abby and a pumpkin?
This is not... Okay, wait a second.
Uh-huh. What is the difference between Abby and a pumpkin?
A pumpkin has guts.
Oh, dang.
That's so very nice.
Abby, what is happening about this?
What has happened here?
What is going on?
Okay, I'm giving the point to Abby because she had mad guts when she flew to London. And did the dang thing.
Oh, boy.
All right, Jackson, go.
You know what? Why did the ghost go to the liquor store?
Why did the ghost go to the liquor store?
To get booze.
Yay!
Okay.
That's right. More.
Wow.
Welcome back to the game. Why do ghosts love parties?
I don't know why, Abby.
Because they have a lot of spirit.
I actually like your booze one better.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That was a good one.
All right. One last round.
Last one.
But you got to go to the original list, bro.
Make it your best one. Abby, you get to go first.
What do you call a haunted chicken?
What?
A poultrygeist.
That's funny.
And Jackson, the finale.
All right.
Good luck beating poultrygeist.
What does Abby and a zombie have in common?
I think
I have to do a different one.
No, you don't.
Nope, you already started. Keep it going.
It's up to Abby. Would you like him to finish the joke?
Yeah. Would I like to? No, but I'm going to make you do it.
They're both dead inside and look the same at 6 a.m. I'm sorry, Abby. They're jokes.
You're the worst person ever.
I'm going to delete my
The Bird Show.